12 minutes are on the clock. Luke Wicke ready to kick things off, left, right, across your radio. And the crowd's roar is deafening at this point. Luke Wicke's kick is up, and it bounces about at the 15-yard line, brought in by that number 10, who we do not know who that is, goes right in the middle of the pack, gets across to the 30-yard line, falls forward out to the 32-yard line, tackled by Elliott Seaman, right guard on offense, linebacker on defense. And it'll be first and 10 for the LB Bearcats at their own 32-yard line, right to left across your radio.
Wow, nice return for the Bearcats, and their season will start here on offense just across the 30-yard line. Interested to see where these guys line up, who that third back is going to be, and how much action they will get filling in that Shane Ozentoski role that he's graduated and left on for the next guy.
No surprise here, T formation. Evan Peruski, the freshman quarterback, for his first start tonight on the road at Harbor Beach. It's a handoff to the third option there. That's number 47, Kyle Nabruski. We have a fumble on the play, and Harbor Beach recovered at the 31-yard line. I think it's safe to say the team with three fumbles or less tonight may be the winner. Not surprising here with the least amount of practice possible. Number 15, Levi Klaska with the fumble recovery. And suddenly Harbor Beach on the field on offense.
My assumption is number 10 is your quarterback, Evan Peruski.
Oh, duh, I know that.
So let's take that off the question mark away. But a first handoff of his career to Colin Oberski. Does the handoff never gets there, hits the turf, and Levi Klaske jumps on it. And just like that, we flip the script. Harbor Beach's offense come on the field, and they are in the wing tee offense.
Coming out, straight tee, three-man backfield. We have Dylan Kanar, senior quarterback, under center. On the right side, Luke Woodkey, and the handoff to the third option. That's number 42, Ethan Hessling. He gets out for a few yards, about 5 yards, actually 6 yards, as he falls forward down to the 25-yard line. Tackle made by number 30, Carson Hlesky, middle linebacker for the Bearcats. Second down, 4 to go.
You will hear number 30 called early and often. Carson Hlesky has patrolled that linebacker spot now. I believe this is his third season there already, and no surprise, he's in on the first tackle.
Second down, 4 to go from the 25-yard line of probably this drive being set up by a fumble on the very first play of the game. Our reach on offense, sending now coming out in the spread formation. Luke Wicke wide to the left. Wide to the right would be Mason Booms, wide receiver, cornerback, 6 foot, 165-pound senior. Bring back on either side, that would be Ethan Hessling to the left. Number 4, Caden Boynton to the right, the fullback. And Dylan Cater on the keeper, goes right at the middle, finds a gap somehow, and he's held up in another fumble. And not sure who has it. Number 30, Carson Hlesky, was right there, but he didn't know where the ball was. Dylan Cater looks like he may have been able to weasel his way in there. And it results in a loss of 2 yards in the play, and Harbor Beach avoids tragedy very early here.
Dylan Kadar, very lucky, because that ball was laying right next to Carson Hlesky. He had no idea it was there. Dylan Kadar was able to kind of take it away from his lap. Again, didn't even know it was there, and saves the possession for Harbor Beach, but a loss on the play. Third down and 6 coming for Harbor Beach.
10:22 remain in the first quarter. No score. Mason Booms going wide. It's actually trips to the left this time for the Pirates. It's Luke Woodkey as well as number 17, Matt Farmer, wide receiver. He's a junior. Ethan Hessling keeping Dylan Kadar and company in the backfield to the right. That'd be number 14, Tanton Babcock, looking left, passing down to the end zone. He's open, and there is a tackle in the end zone, and it's going to be no penalty and incomplete, as the pass was intended for Mason Booms. Pass broken up by number 22, Kyle Sweeney for Ubley. Incomplete, and fourth down and 6.
That ball is underthrown, and that's where you could have suggested that pass interference comes into play, because Kyle Sweeney was trailing on that play. But because it was underthrown, it hits Kyle Sweeney in the back of the helmet. The officials let that go down, so it ends up being a nice recovery pass defense by Kyle Sweeney. But a little late decision-making by Dylan Kadar. Otherwise, he's got an open receiver he could have hit in stride for the first score of the season. Instead, fourth down, 6 for the Pirates.
Two wide to the left, one to the right, Mason Booms. Two men in the backfield with Dylan Kadar in the shotgun. Ethan Hessling to his left. To the right, Caden Boynton. Going on the hard count, handoff to Ethan Hessling on 4th and 6, and he's brought down in the backfield for a yard loss. Brought down by Parker Peruski, the sophomore for the Ubley defense. And turnover on downs gives Ubley the ball offense back, and no score.
Parker Peruski with a heck of a play. They run read option. Dylan Kadar looks like he reads it. I don't even know if he was allowed to read that, but if he would have kept it, there was some room to run. But he hands it right off, and 68. Parker Peruski is in the face of the running back before he even had a chance to move.
Timeout Ubley with 9:56 left here in the first quarter. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
First and 10, 9:56 remaining in the first quarter. Hubley on their second drive this night and their second play. That drive stalled out of the 29-yard line for Harbor Beach after just 2 yards. Hand off to number 30, right up the middle, Carson Hueske. 2 yards and a cloud of dust down to the 31-yard line. Ethan Hessling, linebacker for the Pirates, makes that stop and it's a gain of 3 yards out to the 32-yard line, second and seven.
Caden Boynton not far away either. Just a straight dive play for the Bearcats. I like the timeout by Coach Eric Sweeney. He's got to settle down his young quarterback, get everybody back on the straight and arrow, and that play successfully straight ahead for the 3 yards that those Bearcats are looking for on each and every play.
9:22 remains in the first. No score. Ubley on their second drive. Straight T. Freshman Levi Peruski under center. Quarterback right up the middle. And he comes around the right side. He has room to run. He's across midfield all the way down to the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Dylan Kadar. The free safety brings him down after a huge gain on the play. Swing the field and move the chains in Harbor Beach territory.
And Peruski with a heck of a sell there as he sells the run. He's watching his running back. Everybody thinks he has the ball. He disguises it perfectly and jets down the sideline. And he's able to get a big gain for Peruski.
Evan Peruski, the freshman, first and 10 from the 45 now in Harbor Beach territory for the first time tonight. Working off the right hash, right to left across your radio. Sun at their back. Peruski under center. Weighing the snap. Hand off to a quarterback keeper around the left side. He's hiding that one, trying to go laterally, and he's tracked down after about a 2 yard gain by 10. Babcock, linebacker for the Pirates and a sophomore. Second down and 8 at the 43 yard line.
And Coach Sweeney goes with the same play, just the opposite side of the field. Peruski sells it again, but this time Harbor Beach's ends were disciplined, held their ground, and able to track him down for just a short gain.
Evan Peruski now with 3 carries, 25 yards on the night, including a 23-yard run just a moment ago. Second down and 8 from the 43-yard line, working off the left hash this time. Peruski under center. Three men backfield as it will be all night tonight and season. Handoff up the middle to Carson Hueske. Not much to have been a second ever. He's gone at the 20 to the 15, the 10. 5 touchdown, Ubley. The Ubley Bearcats strike first with 8:06 remaining in the first. Carson Hueske breaks out of 1 and 2 tackles, and it's Green Panthers in front of him, and the Bearcats strike first. It's 6-0 Ubley.
That's all Carson Hueske. He goes 3 yards into that pile, completely disappears. We assume in the middle of that pile he's down, and all of a sudden he appears in the secondary and is gone. Harbor Beach looking around, can't figure out what just hit him. Carson Hueske hit him big for 6 points.
Minute 50 that drive, 4 plays and covered 71 yards. Carson Hueske in the books now going for 2, trying to make this an 8-0 ball game. And it's a handoff to number 47, Colin Oberski, and he doesn't get very far at all. Stopped at the 2-yard line, tackle made by number 15, Levi Klasky. And we have 8:06 remaining in the first quarter. It's 6-0, probably leading the Harbor Beach Pirates.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience,